I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Joseph for the comedy on Instagram.
I am the _great_ CoreE at Instagram.com. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right.
And Instagram.
That's right.
We are the Firestarters. The Twisted Firestarters.
Please hit the subscribe button.
Please. Hit the subscribe button. Firestarters.
And hit the likes, please.
You said play A's.
You said hitting the likes, play A's.
I told you I can't do accents.
That was perfect, Dan. Play A's.
Play A's.
I think God truly knew what he was doing when he gave people certain abilities. To like, for example, like God knew what he was doing when he made me not able to sing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
If I was able to sing, I'll be singing all the time. I'll be like, Fair Isai.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
By my side, we stand and always say my name. Say my name, for my name, for my name.
Forever.
He's singing that shit off. That's the best song. Oh, my God.
That's a great movie line and a great song.
Yeah, bro. That's fucking great, man.
We sound like we could sing for a minute.
I need to know where we stand. Share a special thing called love. I know I do. What about you? I need you in my life. Where must I go? What must I do? I can't live without your love. Of you make me feel like I'm the only one for you.
Yo! That's so dark. Man, it's a 112.
Oh. Up a level, your mind, body, and soul must be one. It's a sacrifice, it takes hard work. It's the way of life. When you got that glow, you feel the one. When you got that glow, your mind is so, don't let go. Of the power of elevation. What? Shalom.
listen to him, like, it's catchy, but I'm like, I can't believe this motherfucker has a song. Bite my tongue, it's a bad habit.
That's good.
I wish I wouldn't take a stand.
I can't follow you with that one because first,
be my girl.
First of all, you talking about Steve Lacy?
I wish I knew you wanted me. Like,
no, first of all,
that's catchy as shit.
It's catchy as shit, but I can't. Look, Steve Lacy.
What you do?
Hold on.
I could have did that shit.
I hear you, but that's a fine example of simple is better. Steve Lacy is the closest thing to Prince our generation has seen.
Really?
Steve Lacy. I'm saying this for the record.
Is that the dude who said the song?
He made the song. Look, Steve Lacy is the closest thing to Prince right now.
With the voice or just the talent?
Talent, period. Is the
not the voice.
Steve Lacy is the closest thing.
I ain't heard it in the voice, but go ahead.
To Prince.
Okay.
This generation has right now.
All right.
I'm going to say.
I mean, I've only heard that song, so
no,
I guess I can't judge it, because when I first heard, hi, my name is, I was skeptical as fuck, too, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's shit.
I guess, you know, but.
No, Steve,
that's about the comparison
Steve
you're
Lacy,
giving this cat
Steve
is
Lacy,
to one of the
on.
Best. Is
all right,
saying.
So look, Steve Lacy, hold
pretty,
on.
Pretty
let me
Steve.
Just tell you this.
Okay.
Steve Lacy, Lil Uzi, and Kanye West all got matching tattoos.
So?
Okay.
I can get one.
Hold on. That means nothing to you, right? That's so, right?
I can get one right now. If I like Kanye,
I can get the same tattoo. Hold on. I'm going to say it again. Steve Lacy,
okay.
Lil Uzi Vert, and Kanye West all got matching tattoos.
Okay.
That means nothing to you.
No.
Okay.
That means they know each other, maybe.
All right. Now, what that means in my mind is they connected musically.
Mm-hmm.
And
sexually?
Okay. No. I'm going to say, like, Kanye is musically on a level that you and I couldn't understand.
100%. 100%. All I'm saying is dude don't sound like Prince.
No, I don't say he sound like Prince, but I'm saying like Prince is...
He could play any instrument.
Any instrument.
And his vocals could hit any range. And he can control it. And he was fucking outstanding. I didn't hear
none
of that.
First of all...
What you do? Oh, what you do?
No.
Made a move. Could have made a move.
Okay, I feel you on that.
That's all I'm saying.
Look, let me tell you. Prince can play any instrument well. He played like over like 20 instruments well.
Pretty goddamn well.
No, well. Well. At the same time, a lot of instruments he played was self-taught. And I can only go by with the guitar because I watched him play the guitar. And I'm like, some of the things he did, especially certain notes he hit with a thumb, no music teacher would ever teach you that. So he's self-taught.
Yeah.
And he played them well. His vocal arrangement as well. He can go high, he can go low.
Just in the song, Could You Be... The most beautiful girl, so beautiful. Yeah, dude, he hit every fucking range in that one song.
He and so many songs.
Yeah, but that you listen to that one and you hear every goddamn thing in that. You know what
I'm
saying? Yeah,
I mean, but he had a lot of songs, but I'm just saying, Prince, we probably won't see another Prince.
Never. So you.
I ain't gonna say never.
But for you to compare this dude to that dude is.
I'm just saying he's the closest thing to Prince. That's alive right now.
Okay.
Yeah, you gotta check out his catalog.
Let's check. I have to because I haven't heard listened to his voice other than that song, which I said is catchy.
He's a part of the. He's a part of the group of the internet. Internet is dope. Steve Lacy is dope. I fucks with Steve.
No, this is...
Here we go.
This is the reasons why black men shave their facial hairs. The first reason is it just don't grow. Some black men don't grow facial hairs.
Right.
All right. The second reason is you tried to get it so perfect and you lined it up yourself and you messed up.
Ooh.
And you got that Adolf Hitler.
Oh, shit.
And you be like, no, I can't go out like this.
Mm-mm.
So you shave it off.
Gone.
All right.
Smooth, baby, ride.
All right. That's the second reason. The third reason is you're Oreo.
Oreo.
You think that you'll be accepted by the white people if you shave off your facial hairs.
Wait. So the person is mixed, or you just think, even if it's a real black dude who shaves it off, real dark dude, regardless,
if you shave off all your
facial hairs, they're called
Oreo? No, this is what I'm saying. Like,
you just want to be accepted, so you just shave it off.
And you want to appear like non-threatening.
Okay.
Or you want to just attract white women.
So you just take off all the...
You shave all your facial hair off.
Like, what's that one dude who played in, Ricky!
Cuba Gooding Jr.?
No. The one who got shot.
Morris Chestnut.
Bam. He shaves it off. He got that smile. He's like... He'd be smashing all types of white women, I bet.
You want to be appealing to white women, you shave your mustache off.
Go ahead.
Or, you're a drag queen. Mm-hmm. You got
to
shave that off because you're a drag queen.
Yeah, strut. Work it, girl.
Except for Uncle Clifford. Uncle Clifford had a beard and mustache, but he was working in Honey.
Who's Uncle Clifford?
Down in the valley where the girls get naked. 1, 2, break them.
Who's? Yep.
That's P Valley. That's your homework assignment.
P Valley sound familiar.
Uncle Clifford.
Uncle Clifford don't.
He wears a beard and mustache and he's a.
Boom!
He's in P Valley, honey.
Okay.
Uncle or. Clifford. Drag queen. Or. You. Are a pedophile and you're trying to look younger than what you are, you shave off your mustache and facial hair.
Damn.
I mean, normally black men have at least a mustache. Even if you're professional, even if you're like a military or a police officer or anything, you'll shave your mustache off.
Yeah.
I mean, your beard and mustache, but you'll have like a line.
Little, yeah.
I mean, like normally... You know, you're. I'm just saying, your red flag should go up.
If it's just shaved?
Yeah.
Shaved.
If it don't grow, then it don't grow.
If
it's just shaved?
Just shaved.
Your alert should definitely go off. And that's on period. Flat out.
Damn,
hey, let me know in the comments if I'm right or wrong.
All right.
Okay.
I was just, those are facts. What if they're in the military, but they could have a mustache.
They can have a mustache.
They could have a mustache.
If you're in a professional position, you could be clean shaven with a mustache.
But what if they don't like the mustache? I would never just rock a stash.
I mean, like...
In the military, I look like Schmeagle all day because I couldn't have this.
I mean,
I never had a mustache.
Regardless of what the people may say, you are a white man.
Mm-hmm.
You're a white dude.
So I look like powder.
No, you're a white dude.
Yeah.
I'm speaking skinhead all day. I'm speaking solely on black men.
Okay. All right, that's fine.
And that's what I think I can speak on. Because I've been a black
man. Because
I've been a black man for 47 years.
For sure. Yep.
Let me know in the comments if you agree or disagree, if you think I'm right or if I'm wrong or, you know, some guys maybe... think that
they pose no threat. I've heard the comparison of if you shave your mustache off in your sales world or whatever, you feel like you could be more trusted if you have a clean shaven face.
I mean, it sounds weird, but I guess if you don't look all rugged, you don't look all rugged and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Do you think I look rugged with my beard?
No, because you take care of it, obviously. It's trimmed up, you know what I mean? And it doesn't grow past a certain point. His fans, you know what I mean? And that's the beautiful thing about this profession.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So shout out to our fans out there that are, you know, got our back and riding with us. And that's what this is all about, man. It's networking and riding with people that are riding with you.
Right.
There's a lot of people out here in this business. And I hate to even say it that way. It's a profession. I understand it's a business. More so, it's a profession.
If I do this, will it zoom in?
No.
Oh, okay.
Why you want to? That would be dope.
I'm about to cry.
I know.
Yeah, I'm about to cry.
What?
Because
that's pretty good. You just left a little drop. I love to zoom in on that.
Yeah, I'm crying over here.
Yeah,
yeah. Our fans, you know. Hold on, this is not enough. Our fans deserve more. Hold on. Okay. So yeah, because
damn. Once again, it's a drop. Dang, at the snot.
It really means a lot. You know, you guys have been riding with us from the beginning.
From the beginning.
I'm crying over you.
You got tears in his eyes, yeah. People.
And it really means a lot.
It's dripping down the side of his cheek.
These are my fans. They deserve more.
He's serious.
Yeah, because.
Okay, oh, shit.
Yeah, so.
Get some Visine in my shit.
And I appreciate the support.
Keep talking.
You guys,
you're making me emotional.
Yeah, man. I'm just saying, like, you know, you guys supported us since day one. Like, we didn't know which way we were going to go, and you guys been riding with us. So it just makes me emotional.
I see what you're saying.
It makes us see. You see what I'm saying? You're touching justice. For I wish we could, you know.
You guys don't know how much it means to me.
That's what I'm trying to tell you guys. Like,
I haven't cried in such a long time.
Ah, shit.
I need this in my life.
We both being some betas right now. No, all jokes aside.
Man, forget all that bullshit, man. I ain't scared.
Look, all jokes aside, guys, you know, it's been a great ride. I really appreciate all the support.
For sure, man.
You know what? There's a lot of people that's been watching and rolling with us from the beginning that don't hit the like button, that don't leave comments.
Yeah, nobody. See our video and scroll right past.
No, they watch it, but they just don't comment and they don't like her. And I'm guilty. I need to do better.
Yeah.
Because there's so many things I watch on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I don't hit the like button. But now that I'm on the other side.
You see, yeah.
I see how important that is to do.
I mean, I try not to pay attention too much to the numbers. Because, look, because the algorithm's weird, man. I be posting shit certain times. It gets better views than it does other days. And I don't pay attention to the days. I try and look at the time. I need to start focusing that. Unfortunately, it's weird. Because other videos hit other. And some of the ones are fucking
well, okay, so this is what I did think. Like, these guys are getting millions of views. They don't need my likes and comments and things. That's the honest guy truth. But
right.
I'm going to do better as right. far as the likes and the, you know, leaving comments on things, especially the people that I know, you know, podcasts that we watch.
Every Hot Breath, I try and leave a comment. Like, absolutely. Good interview.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Joe Byers.
Joe Byers.
Hot Breath. You know, he has always good interviews with comedians. And it's funny because every time I hear them, they're doing, you know, at the point where they're at and they're starting to pop. And it's like 6, 7 years, 8 years. And it's just like, ooh. It's a journey.
Midnight Pod Couple. Midnight Pod Couple Podcast. Midnight Pod Couple Podcast. Midnight Pod Couple Podcast.